Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast 83.2, because somebody forgot to hit record. So we're starting again. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
Justin.
Donnie.
Chuck.
And the new previews came out, so we figured we'd get started. And since we already kind of got part of the way through the Marvel one before I realized the error of my ways, we're going to start back in the back half of the book that we normally never get to. So we'll change things up, and we're starting on page 229, hitting the green section, the back stuff, because Justin is very excited about the new Sesame Street book coming.
Five variant covers.
Yes, there's even more. It gets better.
You didn't do it right. You have to go five.
Is there an unfortunate Elmo cover in there after the scandal with that?
No. But so if you have a previews or want to follow along online, actually, I don't know if this part's ever online. You always get the Marvel and DC stuff, but we figured we'd start with the back half of the stuff to find all the cool stuff, because like Chuck is very excited about the Batman TV series Batmobile.
Yes, make sure you save me one. I'll sell out.
Okay, well, I'll sell out and then I'll mock you with it going, ha ha ha.
One is all I have.
So basically just going through looking at stuff that kind of jumps out at us.
I don't get this Tales of Sphere.
Yeah, you know, I was just looking at that. They do this indie comic book, and it sells a couple, but the problem is it's, how do I put this? It's not folded well, and it puffs out, and I can only fit a couple on the shelf before they start falling.
I was drawn to the, well, not drawn to, I just think it's very weird that they're advertising zombie porn and giants fishing.
It's two different stories.
Oh, okay. All in one book.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting.
I'm not excited. It doesn't do it for me.
Okay. NFL Rush Zone, which is kind of funny. That's a local company's doing this, Action Labs, or at least some of the people are local. And they're pushing this NFL comic, and it hasn't gone well for them just because the idea was you'd be able to order whatever team variant covers you wanted. And I'd order, you know, a couple Steelers, you know, some of the regular and stuff like that. And then the order form came in. You had to order a minimum of 200 of each one you want. It's like, okay, pass. And I guess I just saw a picture online. They're down at the NFL thing for the Super Bowl. It's like, wow, would really be a good idea to have this book out now. Coming out with this in the spring is going to be just a little bit late, you know.
Yeah.
An NFL book in March is... not going to be real good.
Is there a cartoon?
Yeah, it's based off a cartoon.
I think I saw like 5 minutes of it and turned it off.
Okay.
Because Rex Ryan was in it and I couldn't stand it.
fair enough.
He was fighting somebody.
This FUBAR American History Z looks kind of cool. I've never heard of that.
FUBAR, it's one of the writers is local here.
Oh, cool.
Jeff McClellan, so he normally comes up. The winter issue just came out today.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, it's zombie stuff. There's normally a lot of short store stories, black and white. Yikes. Cave Woman cover kind of jumps out at you. Interesting. This Amigo... slow down there.
Okay.
Amigo Comics has Juan Jose Rip doing the art. Just odd seeing him do such a small press. Lately he's been doing stuff for Marvel and DC. Not a bad thing. Just interesting to see his name on there. Something I've never heard. A couple more interesting Cave Woman covers.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Even go back a page and yeah, that one.
I don't understand what the appeal is here.
No, I don't understand either.
Oh, you want to buy it, you know it.
Yeah, Ty's going, when's the trade?
The poster.
All I need is the covers.
Nazi Zombies trade coming out, finally.
Burger Thing t-shirt. I'm all about that.
Yeah, I'll get you one.
I need my size though, man.
Sorry. Okay, here we go. Here, turn the page, man. That's where you want it. There you go.
Sesame Street.
There is a new Sesame Street comic coming that has five covers, and then for every set of five I order, I can get a sixth with Super Elmo. But then I can also get one with my logo on the comic book store window on the cover.
I'd buy that one.
So I saw the thing, and you have to order, I want to say, 300 of them. Something like that, which, you know, isn't crazy for a kid's book, but my concern is that I'd have to buy 300 of the regular covers and then 300 of that one. So I don't want 600. So somebody, I was looking, the order form didn't make a whole lot of sense. But that would be pretty cool to have.
No, I didn't see anything.
Yeah. Stop.
We're going downhill real quick here. Tonight.
Yes. Donnie's into his special place. Stranger Tide. Matt's going to like that. He likes that Charles Soule guy. That's the same guy who's taking over Swamp Thing.
Has he done anything big?
Nothing real big. He did that 27 book, and he did another one. Oh, I forget the name of it. It was like about a wrestler. I forget the name. Archaea has stuff coming. I mean, nothing too exciting. It's tough because they're all original hardcovers, which is really nice. But the nice thing when you get the issues that then get put into the trade, you kind of get to sample and you can get an idea of if you like it or not. Where with these, it's just a one-shot $25 hardcover. Oh, this one, the Cyborg 9, is just a dollar book. Arcana, I still don't get their pricing. One with Nixon on the cover. Yep, that's going to get a lot of people interested. Archie meets Glee. Thank goodness.
Finally, it's happening.
Finally.
After years of waiting.
Been waiting and waiting. But Archie does sell well. So does Sonic.
Really?
Yep.
That's cool. I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah, no, I mean, to kids, you know.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
Okay, more Aspen 10 for 10. They're issuing 10 issues at $1 a piece. I don't know where they're going with that, but okay. Okay, Batman action figure, 160 millimeters tall. Does anybody here at the table have any idea how tall that is?
Clue. Yeah.
12 inches?
Whoever's close.
I don't know.
They look cool, though.
16 centimeters. Yeah, probably about a foot, but it's just, what an odd...
That could be taller than my house, for all I know.
Yeah, I know. It's just, we're not, us Americans are not real good with that metric. Oh, a new series from, Kieran Gillen. Doing a book from Avatar. Uber. Very Uber. Interesting.
What is it? Uber?
Uber.
Uber. Looks like a Nazi.
Yeah. Very interesting.
I wonder what it's about.
Superstar writer Kieran Gillen delivers a brutal alternate timeline tale of superhumans versus first appearing during World War II. The Nazis have the Uber, the Allies don't. Interesting. That actually looks pretty good.
It does look good.
Yeah, it does.
More crossed. Night of Living Dead, which is kind of stalled out on me here.
Because you didn't have that party for it.
Bleeding Cool Magazine, that is not doing too well.
I like the free one.
Yeah, people like the one that I paid for and gave away for free. Yeah.
But it's kind of hard to get behind it whenever you can just read it online.
Yeah, I know. I think Matt said basically the same thing. Oh, a new Hope Larson book, who is AC. Cool. She has a following, which is good. The people that, work to send people into the stores is a good thing. SpongeBob comics?
Oh, yeah.
SpongeBob way outsells many other books. Kaboom? Oh, Adventure Time. Oh, an original graphic novel. All new story, Scott Pilgrim size. We'll see how that goes over.
Is that an official form of measurement?
I don't think so, but it's, letting... I guess it's targeted at about the same... Yes. Yes. And now the regular show, which I'm glad they're coming out with this, only because I had people asking about it. I'm looking at them going, what? Do you have anything regular show?
You ever heard of that one? Your kid didn't watch it?
I've seen a couple, but I couldn't have told you the name of it.
Yeah, it is.
What an unattentive
weird,
father.
You're right, yes.
Ooh.
Unattentive. Oh, yeah.
Gotta get into your child's interests.
Oh, I am. We're watching wrestling 3 days a week.
There you go.
Boom. We did the Royal Rumble pay-per-view.
I saw that, too.
Yeah, so.
Was he cheering for CM Punk?
I'm not sure who he was cheering for.
The Rock came back, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he won the title.
Ooh.
Disappointing.
Fanboys versus Zombies trade, interesting, has a Michonne cover. See, you're getting ahead. Don't get ahead. You'll be lost.
One page.
Polarity. Somebody just asked me about this polarity, so it must be something somebody don't know.
Manic Depressive Trip.
Each issue comes with a free download for an original song written and performed by Max Bemis. Oh. Who's the writer? Okay, I don't know who he is, but if it sells books, I'll take it. When it's stuff like issue 8 and stuff, and there's nothing special going on, I just tend to just kind of flip.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep pace with you.
Sure, thanks.
Anytime.
Mother Teresa book. Oh, that's a resolicit. They had to wait for more stuff.
Saint of the Slums.
Red 10 number 3, finally, good.
Bought the second one today. I like the first
issue. Did you? Okay, good.
I like that character, Oxymoron. He's pretty cool.
Okay. Miss Fury, a new book.
Looks like they're ripping off Catwoman.
Yeah, they're just kind of mining that.
I was going to say, she looks like Bleeze from the Red Lantern.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Like a combination of Catwoman and Bleeze.
So that's not like an original character like from the 50s?
Yeah, it is. It is. Oh, that's what I'm saying. They're mining that for all their characters lately. Special advanced look.
It's a nice advanced look.
I like the one in the bathtub.
It's the best look we get all night.
Apparently, you didn't see those. What was it?
Yeah, you weren't looking at the Cave Woman cover.
No, I saw the Cave Woman. That was a little. Is that another Mother Teresa?
No. Everything's Mother Teresa. Jeez, come on, man. Digital manga. The manga just never worked for me. If there's ever anything you guys want,
when does
let me know.
This Red Team story.
Maybe next week.
Gotta be soon. I think this is 3 already.
Yeah, so. I think it's next week.
Knock Me Up. What is that?
Yeah, that's one of those manga ones. Oh, and the adult previews. Okay, never mind.
Is that like a?
How come that one?
No, it's only digital. They don't even send us one anymore.
Why is the adult previews not available?
I can email it to you. It's only digital. So. I guess they realized they were printing it and not getting a lot of orders for the amount they spent on it.
Who beats that? Okay, I'm not trying to judge people. Here.
Don't be judgmental, man.
I'm not trying to be judgmental. I don't know. It just seems odd.
Donnie does.
Well, yeah.
Well, Donnie's pretty cool. We'll give him a pass.
I like to keep my depravity American and normal. I don't mix with the Japanese infusion.
Ooh, new Walking Dead mini mates.
What about Wolverine number 1? Is that going to be any good? Because Wolverine's really hit on this. I mean, it's.
Yep, it is.
Did anyone read Savage Wolverine?
No,
not me.
I took it home to read it, but I sold through. But I didn't order a ton of them. But
I read that Max Wolverine that came out. The Wolverine.
Yeah.
Is that the same one?
No, it's different.
It's a different one. It was okay.
Yeah, we're getting a ton of Wolverines.
Does this mini man sell?
Captain Pugwash comic book collection. Sweet! I don't know what that is.
Does this mini mate sell?
Yes.
The Deadpool one looks cool.
Yeah, the mini mates sell well. Lots are just offered agains, which isn't too much fun to go through. Yeah, and they keep putting his humanoids keeps putting out these books that I don't get. They're 96 pages for $30. It's like, God, that's a lot of book for a lot of money. Or even on the next page, it's What Lies Beneath, 56 pages, $80. It's like, if you want one, I'll happily order it for you, but I'm not ordering it to put it on the shelf. You know, a couple down below, you know, another one, I don't know any more about it. This one, this Recounting Streets, you know, 200 pages, $25. Well, that makes a little more sense. Hmm. We're flying through this section.
Yeah, we are.
Well, just not a lot jumping out at me.
No, I agree with you there.
You know, and that's mostly when I'm going through it, you know, I go through with a highlighter and. Well, first I go through it, read it once, just casually, and then I'll go through with a highlighter saying, okay, order this, order that, you know, things that have jumped out at me, and not a lot's jumping out at me. Sorry. Just saw Colin Bunn on 2 more books. It's like, this guy, how much can this guy write? He's doing 2 books for Oni and, what, 17 for Marvel right now?
Whoa.
It just seems that way. Seems like every book that's been canceled, they put Colin Bunn on.
We don't care what you put out, just put it out.
What is this? Wasteland Apocalyptic Edition hardcover number 1. We already have this. Okay, maybe it's just offering it again.
It's in full color.
Yeah, just it's no, black and white.
No, oh, never mind. Judge Dredd.
Holy
magazine.
Cow. Roy Thomas presents the Heap Volume 1 Slipcase Edition. Oh, that's neat. Okay, $120. Yeah, not so much. Judge Dredd, I haven't seen any bump in any interest.
I like Judge Dredd.
Yeah, you get the Judge. Well, no, that book is doing well, but like nobody's looking for that older stuff. Oh, cool. This Graphic Canon, just it's reoffered. I've had number one on reorder for a while. I gave up on reordering.
Graphic Canon. What's that about?
I don't. You know, I don't even know. It's just like doing history.
Oh.
Just like little snippets of different books by different creators. It was pretty neat, but I couldn't get them back in, so I gave up. Another Tank Girl, which doesn't sell, and then I sell out, and people get mad because I'm out of it. It's like, ugh, they sit on the shelf forever.
They should just open a box with you, Colin.
They should.
Wouldn't that be the easiest way to do it?
It would be the easiest way. Then
and
I know,
it's
then
free,
I know
right?
It is free, wow. And then I know what to order. This A1 is kind of neat. Only from Atomica through Titan Comics. Wow, how many different places. But I follow Dave Elliott. He's one of the writers on Facebook, and he's been posting a lot of pictures about it.
Huh.
He used to be a big muckety-muck at Radical when it first started. Yeah, well, Top Shelf doesn't have much new. A couple Heck and Crater. It's just weird. They're promoting these with an iPad. I'm like, why are you promoting hardcover books with an iPad?
They fit in your iPad.
Oh, they fit. Okay, they fit. The hardcover fits in the iPad. Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah, because I got an email, and I'm looking at that image going, what message are you trying to put out here? Okay, we got the Harbinger Wars from Image.
Has that been any good?
You know, it sold well. I only read the first couple, and then I just got buried under Marvel Now.
Good old Marvel Now.
So, but no, Valiant has been very well received. Now we're into Vertigo. We're getting into some of the manga stuff that I just kind of flipped through. Viz Media and Yen. Again, nothing against it. Ooh, Twilight Saga New Moon Volume 1.
What?
Oh.
That's going to sell out.
Yes. Then we get the Xenoscope that... Oh, they changed their layout. A little more interesting. I like the one-shot miniseries ongoing. That helps me. It does, because I never know. You know, it's what is it? I don't know. No, that's good. That sells well. Pretty much to the same people for the same reasons. Okay, now we're getting to the goodies. This is what Donnie wanted. No, the goodies. Just the... This stuff.
You're there.
Okay. Ooh, here's some more Batman cards.
Yeah, with some more lads. Let's see. Lads, we got Deathbird and Hella.
No, Spider-Man 2099.
That was last week. Or that was last month.
What?
Yeah, that was the last month's book.
Was it now?
Or 2 months ago. Yeah. Yeah, that was there.
You should be getting it soon then.
Hopefully. And this is kind of interesting. The Question looks like it's the last one in the chess set. So now they're starting up a Justice League chess set. And by getting the Question, you get a free Superman. Which is going to be a nightmare trying to reorder Superman, but...
But hey.
And two more Batmobiles.
Why wouldn't they just sell them all?
They might later, but I think they're trying to do this to... I don't know. I can't answer that. I can't guess.
Because who wants an incomplete chess set? You're going to buy them all anyway, so why not just sell them all together?
Right.
It's not as fun.
Right. They might offer it on its own.
You get some kryptonite. Kill Superman.
I love this picture of for this book, Doctor Who, Plague of the Cybermen, and it has a picture of the author just kind of like standing by a rock. I thought that was very funny. I don't know why. Yeah, all three of them have the pictures of the authors. Just kind of funny.
The other guy's by a rock.
Yeah, the guy's hiding behind a rock. Yeah, just found that very...
That's all they have in England.
That's right.
Rocks.
They have rocks and they're
rocks
scared.
And rain.
This looks really interesting. I know nothing about it, but this the Resurrectionist ad is just... Yeah, Sinister Tales of the Macabre, The Legacy of Madman. It's just got basically a schedule, or a skeleton. It's like half human, part fish.
It says it's about human evolution.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
It's like that Human Centipede movie.
No. We're not going there. Stop it dying.
Classic.
Human Centipede 2.
Oh, they made another one?
Oh, you didn't know that? No? Oh, man, you gotta see it.
Is it better than the first one?
Well, it's kind of hard to really say.
Oh, now they're offering the Star Wars Book of the Sith without the fancy container for only $20.
Have you ever seen this guy? He's a Chicago guy.
Who is hang on.
Sven Gulli.
Oh, yeah, I used to watch Sven Gulli all the time. That's like out here, you guys had, what, Chili Billy or whatever?
Well, yeah, but he's on every Saturday here on MeTV.
Oh, okay.
On 207. Well, I don't know what cable you have, but I watch him every Saturday.
Yeah, no, I used to watch Sven Gulli all the time.
What channel is it on? World
War Z. MeTV.
That was a good book.
I haven't read it yet.
I don't know what
they're making a movie for it, so.
Yeah, but I heard the movie doesn't have anything to do with
West Virginia. Really?
That's disappointing.
One of the regular stations.
Okay. I don't think
more Walking Dead cards.
Yeah.
Oh, now we get to the t-shirts. Justin's favorite part.
They don't make my size in all these
cool t-shirts. They don't. I'm sorry. Justin's very small, and his shirts are all just way too big on him.
So. Yeah. They have, like, Dr. Doomface, Infinity Gauntlet t-shirt. I mean...
Carl, keep calm and stay in the house.
Oh, I'm falling back.
We're flying now, Donnie. And you can get a shawarma shirt.
Look at that. That's great.
And you can get one with a hashtag hipster on a Todd McFarlane Spider-Man image.
What does that have to do with this?
I don't know. I do like that next one, the Spider-Man with Doc Ock.
Yeah, that is.
That's
cool.
That one. And what's red? That one might be going home.
That's about it.
Really need to let that shawarma thing go.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I didn't do it. New mini mates. Woo! I think they've now officially exhausted the bottle opener thing.
With the Punisher.
Yeah. Walking Dead mini mates, Lady Death, little plastic guy. Now that would be good. See, that was one thing we did come up with that maybe the blind people like.
What's that?
You know, the statues, because they can actually feel them. That's why they have to make them so exaggerated.
Busty.
Busty, yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, your blind customers are going to be offended now.
They are, all my blind customers.
But not your deaf customers.
Now, that might have been on our false take, but yeah, I had to take down part of a rack so I could put up my Braille exit sign as required by law. So...
We're going to invent Braille comics.
Yes.
No, we were going to do the audio comics, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We're
right. Come on. It wasn't that long ago, Chuck. Come on.
I don't know a damn thing about Star Trek, but that's pretty cool.
It is, but it's a little pricey.
How much is it?
$175.
Nothing.
Nothing. I'll take two.
I like this Game of Thrones stuff. Like,
yes, I have all the pint glasses I think are all coming in next week.
Oh, that's awesome. I like this Hand of the King. Hand of the King pin. That's pretty neat. It looks like exactly like the show.
Yep.
How much are the pint glasses going to be?
$10. $9.99. Damn. More DCU Unlimited figures. Those will do well. The silly ones do not. And carry action figures. I like that. Do you get the pre-carry or the pre-blood or the post-blood carry? I think you kind of got to go with the post-blood carry. Ooh, look at that. Marking your page.
Did you see?
Yeah. It's going to look just like that. The $6 million man action figures are actually going to have a little photo of Lee Majors taped onto the head.
Now, is that better than worse than the to-be-announced posters?
It's just about as bad. Yeah, it's a crude drawing, or it's a drawing and then a picture of the face, yeah. Like, why don't you wait? You know, where's the rush on getting the $6 million man action figures out? Why don't you finish it and then take a picture? Just an idea. And we're getting the Man of Steel stuff that... I don't like ordering the movie stuff. You know, it never works.
Another blacked out thing?
Yeah. They can't give away what it looks like. It's not going to look anything like Superman, apparently.
Yummy donut mini plushies.
Yes. How many? Yeah, sure. How many you want?
A dozen.
Okay.
Baker's dozen. Makes sense. Get it.
Captain Caveman plush. Now, Tom and Jerry plush set. That's tempting.
Really?
It's pretty cool.
Classic.
I never liked them.
You never liked Tom and Jerry?
Marvel Looney Tunes.
Ecto-1 Hot Wheels.
Oh, yeah. Ecto-1 Hot Wheel. 18 van. That's pretty sweet.
DeLorean.
Yeah.
Dukes of Hazzard, General Lee.
Magnum P.I.'s car.
That's actually not... That's a pretty cool set.
What's the van in the back? Not the 18 one.
I don't know. I don't know what the van is or the Black Thunderbird.
Dang it.
4/13.
I think the Thunderbird, that, or no, that's not Knight Rider.
No, Knight Rider's right there.
Yeah. It's next to the DeLorean's Knight Rider.
That might be Smokey and the Bandit.
Which one?
Yeah, that might be it. We're looking at this van. We don't know what that one is.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, maybe?
No, that would be the Ferrari.
Yeah, right? That's the Ferrari.
Maybe, I think the only one left is Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
The Fiori's Magnum P.I.
It says something on, like, Island Hopper. Oh, that's Magnum P.I., I guess.
That's the Ferrari. Remember,
but it says Island Hoppers.
I don't know. I don't remember him driving a van.
No, but his friend did.
Yeah.
Not TC, the other one.
I think they
did. Rick?
Yeah. No, it was TC, because TC did the tours.
Yeah, Island Hoppers. That was the...
They did funny things in that van, I think.
They know.
I know you're all on the edge of your seat at home.
Yeah, it's going, what? These idiots.
These micros.
How do they not know Magnum P.I.? I just wish they'd put the price in. I hate when they do this. The PI just stands for Please Inquire, which basically means they're just giving me a wholesale cost and I get to make the retail. It's like,
oh, that's disturbing. Those giant microbes.
Yeah. Justin just said he really likes them.
Yeah, you can get Ebola and flesh eating, Black Death. Who doesn't want to have
botulism?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
I've heard that.
I'm just going to skip ahead.
Moving on.
That's pretty cool. If only they could do it with weapons from stuff I know. The 8-bit weapons.
They sell those at, all the Comic-Cons, though, too.
If I could get, a Zelda sword or something like that.
That'd be neat.
Or, a large Super Mario mushroom. Or
Assassin's Creed axe on the next page.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. The tomahawk from the game.
Oh, not 8-bit, though.
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
That's high def, man.
1080p.
I don't get these faux bronze statues. Sorry. Now, I'm a sucker, and I really like this Tomb of Dracula statue, but I already have a Tomb of Dracula statue.
Iron Patriot's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. That's the same position of the regular Iron Man, and then they had the stealth armor.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars stuff. Picard in its chair for $200.
See, they should have a variant with the wheelchair.
You could modify that to make that Professor X.
Sell for $300.
Well played, Chuck. Well played. Okay, now we have the DC Comics. That's weird. The Cyborg artifact statue is 50. We just got Superman and Green Lantern in today, and they were only 40.
They look pretty cool, though.
Yeah, they do. We've got Boba Fett ice cube tray. I don't quite understand what that symbol is, but I guess I'm old. Mandalorian insignia. Okay.
That's his, logo. I don't know.
Okay.
They caught fire with the Han Solo ones, and then they just kind of went too far from there.
Now we've got another Harley action figure and from the Batman Arkham City that just came out. So we got a Harley coming and Poison Ivy, which is good. New Doctor Who sonic screwdriver, which is good, because the kids love their sonic screwdrivers.
Yeah.
Lots of Doctor Who stuff.
Dragon Ball Z!
Get you a Bruce Lee Masterpiece Edition figure for only $375. I don't think I can order these Django Unchained figures anymore. I think they got pulled.
Did you order any of the toys that got pulled?
I think that's these.
Oh.
Why'd they get pulled? Just because the movie was...
Something. I don't know.
Right.
Get you a Battle Damage Terminator 2.
I have so many, though.
Okay. Fair enough. Stuff I just don't get. I don't understand so much of this stuff. You were excited about that Domo stuff. I'm just looking at it going, I don't get it.
I mean, if you like Domo...
All this Tintin stuff, it's okay... Yeah. Again, I'll happily order anything, but a lot of this I'm not. Now, I do know that Chuck wants, Donnie wants the Happy Man bottle stopper.
I want the. I want this Chum Buddy 3 shark sleeping bag.
And it's something that was really cool, and I might have ordered one if it wasn't $200.
But does it come in my size?
In the Happy Man corkscrew.
Yeah, but the bottle stopper is a little worse. Now, we do have Adventure Time pop vinyl coming.
See, I don't get that.
Ace Invaders mug, I like that.
There we go. Here comes the Domo stuff that I'm just looking at going,
Shark sleeping bag? Oh, no.
I don't get this Domo stuff.
I don't know. I dated a girl who loved it, and I was like, I saw that, I was like, man, that would have been a good gift.
Doctor Who glass. Oh, 16 ounce. Oh, yeah. Never mind. I thought they were shot glasses for a second. Those are good. More Doctor Who stuff. I was very tempted to ask for the sonic screwdriver remote control, but I don't think it'll do enough to work the DVR, so.
Hobbit stuff.
They're the shooters. Yeah, the shot glass set for the Star Trek. Oh, wait, licensor approval, so we don't know what they'll look like. That's about it. I don't do too much in the games. Although I know you're giddy about horror or hero clicks.
I play some of these like crazy board games like Catan and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's fun. Saw this Baneblade. I read stuff from the Black Library. That's Warhammer 40,000. Yeah. I like White Dwarf and stuff. I'd buy White Dwarf from you if you carried it.
It's a tough one because you have to carry their full line.
Yeah,
it's
expensive. I know. The Games Workshop's a little crazy about that stuff. I like the product, but it's a little crazy. I know. I've talked to people about that.
Yeah. And the DVDs I can't
Street
get near.
Street Sharks.
Where?
DVDs. 464.
Honest.
That's great.
So I'm looking at the Leanna Quigley Grindhouse triple feature going.
Oh, we didn't get that far.
Yeah, yet. Sorry.
I'm more excited about the Sharks.
Linnea Quigley. I don't know who that is.
She was like the she was just well known for doing B movies.
You don't remember
horror
the Street
movies.
Sharks, Donnie?
Oh, I remember the Street Sharks. I do not remember Linnea Quigley.
And that's it. We should start there more often because we get through that pretty quick where we bogged down on all the others so badly.
We going to talk about comics, or are we done?
We can talk about whatever you want. I do want to watch the Blackhawks, though.
Okay, what time are the Blackhawks at?
They started at 8.
Oh, jeez.
If I can say anything, though.
Yes, let me check this.
Everyone should be reading FF, because that is just, like, the prettiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah, the all-red.
That last one. The one where they...
You break the sign, you're going to buy it.
In New Year's. Or out on the street in New York for New Year's. That was just, like, it was one page, one whole page. It was just incredible.
They're winning 2-1. Sweet.
Who got it?
Jeez, I didn't know it was that important to you, Don.
He only cares for fantasy. He doesn't care about anything else.
Andrew Shaw and Jonathan Toews.
It doesn't help.
Assist by Kane.
I wanted them to win the cup over the LA.
So did I. Oh, sorry. I'm biased.
No, that's okay. I'm biased for the Pens, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't started their season yet. So
yeah. Wait, it's still running, man. We haven't turned it off. I didn't know if we wanted to talk about anything else. You done? Donnie wants to get out of here.
I say what I had to say.
Okay.
Everyone should buy FF.
There we go.
Oh, we're not going to do the comics and stuff?
No, we won't run through everything.
That's fine.
I'm trying to think what can I... Yeah, the only thing I read last night, since I saw it was the end of the Green Lantern thing, I read like the last 5 issues of that. You know, through the different titles. It was okay.
That kind of just
dragged
itself.
I was a little disappointed they're gonna end it with a $5 book.
Yeah,
that seems like a weird place to end it, too. Yeah, I mean, that's not their main title.
Well, yeah. I mean, it made sense. I had no problem with it. It just, it does seem to keep going on. Oh, you want to talk about that? Yeah. We can talk about that real quick.
Yeah, let's do that.
DC is doing a special cover in April where each one's going to have a fold-out cover. And when you open it up, like on the cover of previews, how it folds out. The second half that you can't see until you fold it out is a WTF moment. When you see it, you're going to say... So
I'm
going to
say WTF.
Yes, and so they are all WTF certified, and they're going to stamp that on the cover. It's not going over real well so far, with everybody kind of going, what? You're going to put this on the cover of every DC book in April.
The comic book code's going to have a
say. Because there is no comic book code. But, so what exactly, you know, what can I turn that into?
WTF party?
Who's the funniest? You know, it really only has one... meaning. and I just, I don't quite know what they're going for here. But yeah, there's a description. But I just, yeah, I don't get what they're going for here and who thought that was a great idea, especially corporate-wide. I can see one editor, you know, that's a Deadpool thing. I just don't want to have Batman with WTF certified on the cover.
We'll just be putting all those on the higher shelves.
I can't put every DC book on the higher shelf. Yeah. What does WTF mean? You know, did nobody there think that one through?
What the fudge?
You scared me very badly there, didn't
you? So, piece of duct tape on every cover.
Yeah, it's just, who thought that through? So, we'll come back to that next week. Maybe we'll try to get through Marvel and DC next week.
What is the 900?
Yes. Well, because, yeah, I think they're jumping the numbering up on that one.
I figured that was coming.
Yeah. At least it's a legitimate 900, as opposed to Deadpool's 900.
When I saw they were having 900, I said, WTF.
When you saw a $9 price tag.
Is that how much it is?
I think so.
Is it?
8 or 9, I remember reading that.
Oh, jeez, now we got to look. Look at that.
It's either 8 or 9.
Where is it?
No, I just...
There we go. It is $9, you're right. Oh, no, the combo pack's 9. So it's only 8. It's 8.
A deal at 8.
A deal at 8.
Spider-Man 700 started?
Yep.
Boom. Well, no, they did that with Fantastic Four 700 or 600.
Mm. Yep.
I think there was something else that was kind of pricey.
I don't remember. But we'll see. So go home tonight. Get your previews and read up, and next week we'll come in.
So what's this?
Make notes.
Like the Joker pulling his pants down or something?
It could be. A lot of people are thinking maybe that's a creeper.
WTF.
Yeah, see. So Donnie, you go home. You read through this and you make your notes which ones...
I'm going to look up a WTF.
...are going to be the most... Okay.
Start there.
Do a Google search on that.
Google image search.
And we'll address this next week. Oh, that's not good. Look at that cover of Constantine 2. He's already dead in issue 2. What's the point of that?
Shock.
Okay. Well, we'll talk at you next week. See ya.
Than a bullet leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, all I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America, winter soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip, yeah. Cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Like my movie quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And fund the Hellfire Society. Studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my rap. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's keeping on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Drop the beat out.
go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these limited children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a mess like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch. Eating rappers, man, so thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this for all the vigilantes.